The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
Hello, yeah.
96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio for the past 10 years. Good morning, everybody. It is the 4th of October. It is 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We're
good morning,
sure,
to Jared.
God, let me talk three times. Wait, you're so rote sometimes, you have to be exactly on march.
That's right.
Okay.
That
Jared,
is what made me a success.
Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Well, I try to come in. It could have, you know, maybe the sound or maybe because we did have a huge party here last night.
Yeah,
and it was wonderful. And so all microphones were on and up, and we had several guests come through, and we preempted programs. Many of you might have been upset with Ben Shapiro not being on last night, but we were on till almost 8 o'clock. And so it was a great time, and we really appreciated what we had were many of the leaders in our community, guests that have been on through the years, but also we had businesses that have been sponsors of the station for 10 years, and it was really nice. The food was done by Carlene, and she did a bang-up job, and, of course, the cake was made by somebody that we are going to give a lot of attention to because that was a star-studded, amazing cake. She just looked, never met her. She just looked at our invite and did a cake that was done in one part cake was caramel. One cake was caramel and the other cake was lemon. And everybody oohed and aahed. It was great. And I also want to thank Kathleen White and Kelly Verhoog who were here and Lou and of course, Norm. We're here to make sure you were taken care of with what you were imbibing. Now, let's talk about the weather. Beautiful weekend is ahead of us. Today will be a high of 75 with our lows of 52. And Saturday calls for a high of 82, low of 59. Sunday, 85, and Sunday night. And now, we looked at the forecast here and all we see is beautiful, clear skies. Sunday night will be low. Our overnight lows will be 59. And Monday calls for 87. And then we're back down to 85 on Tuesday. Some of those beautiful fall weather days that we pray for, look for, get excited for every year, happening right here in Redding, California. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where seniors and veterans get discounts. Now it's time to start to make sure if you have propane and the winter is coming, that you take your propane needs to Shasta Gas Propane. They are wonderful, and they'll work with you, and they'll just do everything they can because they love this community and they're wonderful. So we're just on a love fest this morning, which then segues right into our beautiful Amy, who brings in the pet of the week every Friday. And today you have a beautiful canine.
I do. I have the goodest boy.
The goodest.
This is the goodest boy that ever lived.
This is a great dog.
It's a great dog.
This is a great dog.
So I have Big B. It's kind of a funny name because he's really not that big. I mean, he's a pretty medium-sized dog. Yeah, he's short, though, a little bit. He's a good size. Big B is a little pitty mix, from what I can tell. He has a crop tail, which is kind of funny because it's really, really cute, especially when it gets it wagging. I'm a sucker for little crop tails wagging because it's just the cutest little thing.
We have our dog has one of those, crop tail.
Little chicken nugget, and I want to pinch it. Big B
handle that this early in the morning.
I'm sorry.
And I will talk then. Let's talk about his little piggy tail.
So Big B is about 4 years old. He's out of the puppy phase. He's the kind of dog that's he's everything you want him to be when you want him to be that. So if you want to go throw a ball and hang out, he's fine with that. He will keep up. If you want to sit on the couch and do nothing, he will do nothing with you. He's that kind of dog that, like, whatever you want to do, he wants to do. He heels. He sits right next to you. He walks beautifully on a leash.
He comes up to strangers.
He comes up to strangers
friendly. And he came up and he licked my hand, he let me rub on him, and he loved that. And, you know, here's the thing, too, is he's got this he's got the perfect markings, my friends.
Yeah.
He has got this red. He's got this. That's my eye. He's got this black circle around his eye, and it is just. I mean, he is cute, and he is a great size.
Yeah.
He is not big, but he's not small.
Yeah.
He's, you know, you can say, oh, he's just right. Yeah, he is. He's
he like, is everything
what is
about
he, like,
him
40
is just
pounds?
Right to me. 40 everything.
Pounds?
Probably 45.
Yeah, because you know he and the thing is he's quiet and he's still 4 years old, and I can see what you know that he would lay up on the couch next to you or down on the floor next to you.
Yeah.
And but yet be out there and ready to go for a walk.
Yep.
He seems to do well
with other dogs. He is very trained. He walks great on a leash. He's right next to you. He heels. He waits. He's just one of those ones that like just behaved in general.
He has job.
It's always such a nice treat. Not that other dogs aren't behaved, but some of them on Fridays I have to.
Oh, don't be so politically correct.
I know. Some of them
are
on Fridays.
All right, so let's just talk about the fact that this dog is ready to go.
He's ready to go, yeah.
And he's ready to go in any environment.
And he does kids. He does other dogs.
If I did not have a dog.
We say that a lot.
I know, but we do say that. But I would look real hard at taking this dog because I think that he is, I had this affinity. He and I looked each other in the eyes, and I said, yeah, this is a good dog.
He's a good boy. He loads right up into the crate. He has no problems being in a crate. He appears to be housebroken.
Yeah.
He's extremely clean in his kennel. He also doesn't bark. He doesn't jump. I'm trying to find one flaw with this cutie, and I can't. So.
Well, let's talk
that he doesn't live at my house.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
He just pooped on the studio floor.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm just
kidding. God, Carl. I can tell he's in one of those moods today. Well, we were here late last night.
We had a goat come in here one day.
That's all right. We had a goat, and he did.
Not
he
from
did
you,
poop.
Don't worry about it.
Goat poop is nothing. It's nothing.
It's little, like little nuggets. Come
on. You know what I did? I dried it and sold it. I pretend it was pinion.
No, you did. You decided to go and do downward dog, and you did goat yoga right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening this weekend. Actually, tomorrow night, it is the Haven Humane Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala.
Yes.
And it's thematic?
Yes, it is. So it's 80s movies is the theme, as the movies have gone to the dogs. So each table represents a movie. There are tickets left, not very many. We usually are sold out by this point in time, but last I checked, things change so quickly towards the end. Mm-hmm. But I believe there was a few more tickets. So if you're looking...
There are so many things going on.
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many things going on.
There's probably
but
10.
You're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
With
and I watched them take out all of the baskets yesterday. They were starting to load everything up and looking at all the really fun things you can, you know, there's a silent auction, so you can bid on all this stuff. And some of them are really cool. All of them were things that I would want to bid on. So there's a lot of really cool things.
You have an auctioneer for live auction as well.
Yes, yeah.
We have Baron Browning, and Carl and I will be in. We've got our costumes planned, too.
I got mine.
You're all excited. You said, I got my outfit, and I did this, and I did that, and I thought that was so cute.
Yeah.
What are you coming in?
The Aditz from Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, how appropriate.
Yeah.
Is that totally one of your favorite films?
It's not. I like it. Don't get me wrong. It's just not one of my favorites, but.
Well, you know what?
I'm excited to dress up for
what's
sure
playing
for
tonight
it.
At the, isn't it, or is it already over? I think that's over. I think that was last.
What was that?
Blade Runner.
That was last night. No, it's tonight.
Okay, so for that. Anyway, so, but anyway, scattered today. We'll be there tomorrow night. Pet of the Week is here. He's a beautiful canine and gem.
And he really is.
Well, thank you for joining us.
And
of course, he's available today. Doors open.
Come see us.
And you may, by the time you do the media run, he may be. Happens
I might
your...
take him home, so who knows? I'm just kidding.
Well, you have only you have five. Why not make round it out?
I have four. I could do five.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Because, odd knock in Chinese.
Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. So thank you so much, darling. All right. So guess what else is happening tomorrow? We have Oktoberfest at Fall Brewing. And it is going to be the 20th annual Turtle Bay Run. And our Little Bay Plant Sale is happening this weekend.
I think it is.
And, again, Veterinary Fair is happening on Gold Street.
Tonight, the Black and White Boondocker Ball. There's still tickets. I have tickets for four people. Two couples. 605-456. I still have two tickets for that. And you can, that includes dinner, dancing.
What's that?
That's going to be at the VFW Hall at 3210 West
nice
Center
event.
Street. Right there, right off the main road there. Tickets for that, 4567. I have two passes, each one good for two people, so two couples can go. So you can get your friends and head on out and have mm-hmm. It is a great time out there. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST. SST Oil is one of the premier businesses, and they're one of those businesses out about. They've been here in Reading for 52 years, a company, and the variety of services they offer. One thing is that they are out there in the fire lines providing gas that's needed for our firefighters. They deliver the aviation all over the West. They're 12 different states now. They've got a CFN card that's good in over 60,000 spots that you can use. And they want to give you a great return. You spent your money and for your people and all this. Right now, at this time of the year, the deals on monitor heaters and the Toyo water heater to heat your house and to heat your water. I've had the water heaters before, the kerosene water, and worked just outstanding. Instant hot water. Learn more at 1167 at 247. And by the way, they're always looking for good employees. SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. We'll be right back.
And Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM 60 AM.
Into North State Nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping.
Doesn't happen to men.
If it only happens,
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will, mother.
What did she think would happen?
Oh, step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Burroughs House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you real estate needs. Family owned and operated since been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Call House of Realty today at 241-100, a reputation for excellence since 1960.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5.
We have a ticket.
1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. We are, as we slowly get into Friday. We got a good show today, though. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, which means the world. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. There's a lot of things going on. You know, I want to talk about, you know, we've been going on to this. What day is this?
You mean like the day of when somebody decides to get together and call it National Nail Polish Day or something?
Oh, yeah, but it's better than that.
Okay, what is it then?
Okay, just let me grab it here. Okay.
Today is
National Golf Lovers Day.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm going to save one of them for the very
last.
Yes,
you do.
Okay. National.
Am
I turned up a little bit here? Is it just me this morning?
You're just on fire.
National Vodka Day.
Oh, well.
National Manufacturing Day. Okay.
Well,
you're going to love this.
The vodka and the golf go together. Okay.
You're going to like this. National Body Language Day. Oh, yeah. So you got, you know, when you watch people, you know.
Yeah, I like that. I definitely love to study body language.
Today is World Smile Day.
Oh,
so when you go out,
okay.
You smile at everybody.
That's okay.
But, of course, my favorite, National Taco Day. I'm sorry.
Tacos, vodka, golf,
and smiling.
And then manufacturing. So it all goes together because you manufacture the golf balls.
Anyway, but for the National Taco Day, there are, you know, they got great deals on different places for tacos today. So just going out and find one. I'm not going to do free advertising for everybody. I will say that the taco box from Taco Bell is pretty good. Okay.
A lot of tacos. That's really for a family. Came home the other day and I can only do two or three.
Today, breakfast with Badges and Bears. That's right. You're going to be down at, if you go down to the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop, you can have your breakfast and coffee served to you by local law enforcement and CAL FIRE people. And they're going to give, and when you give them a tip, because I'm sure their service is good and they are armed, that Black Bear Diner will match the tips up to $500, plus give 20% of all the sales to the Shasta Family YMCA. For their youth programs. And you're going to have the Anderson Police, the Reading Police, the California Highway Patrol, and, of course, the Sheriff's Office, and CAL FIRE. That's going to be down at the Black Bear Diner from now until 11 o'clock. So if you can get down there.
Okay, today. I want to tell you about today, what's happening. Well, first of all, we had a function here last night. So after I get that all cleaned up, I'm going to go home and get attired in my luncheon attire, because today at the Serapis International of Reading is going to be having the 22nd annual breast cancer awareness luncheon, which is happening at Wind River Casino from 11 to 1:30. I have a table. I just found out about that. I had a table that was given to us, and I have a seat available with me at the luncheon today. So I would love it if a caller wanted to go with me today. You are welcome to come sit with me at my table and hear this incredible national speaker who's written a book, and they always bring in the most incredible speakers. So I do have a spot, so please call me, 605-4567, and I can only do one seat. So if you feel like that today and you'd love to come along and meet me at Wind River, sit with me, you'll get inspired by somebody who's been a fighter and has been able to get through, you know what I mean, surviving breast cancer.
Yeah, the speaker has something she's called Fighting Pretty, and she started this organization years ago after she went through breast cancer, and somebody gave her a pair of pink boxing gloves, and they said, you got to fight.
Aww.
And that's what started it. Hey, have you ever – a couple of things. The movie Oildale, and this is just a great movie. It's a movie made about two young people, 18 years old and 13, whose mother had passed away, and they're trying to make it in the world, but she wants to try and also make it as a singer. So they decide to rent their house, you know, rent rooms in their house, and three homeless veterans end up renting this room. And this is such a great movie about everything these kids learn from these people and what the relationship they have. The people that made the movie are very, very much in tune with the needs of homeless veterans. And this is going nationwide, and it's going to be at the Cascade Theater, of course, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And it's $10 to get in, but it's half of which goes to our Veterans Resource Center right here in town that finds housing for homeless veterans. And they've done a great job with it. They've actually got a home that here in town that has 12 homeless veterans in it, and or not, they're no longer homeless now, but they help them get off any drugs or alcohol they may have been on. There's, you know, testing there all the time. They move from here into jobs, into regular housing. So this is going to be a great movie. Oildale, it's called. And we had the director on it and the writer. They said that the hardest part was finding a kind of a innocent, naive 18-year-old down in L.A.
And they homeschooled.
And they found, the one they found was homeschooled. That's exactly right. She'd been homeschooled, and she just fit. I mean, she's a good actress, and she fit it perfectly. So that's tomorrow. That's Oildale. Hey, have you ever heard of this Great Pacific Garden Patch?
What am I? Yes, I don't know what it means.
It's a floating plastic. It's a floating trash pile in the middle of the Pacific. It's 600,000 square miles.
Whoa.
It's twice the size of Texas. And it's filled up with plastic nets, trash, anything you can imagine. Well, about 3 years or 6 years ago, they were trying to start coming up with ideas on how do we take care of this. You know, I would think you would just kind of take a real big former tanker and find a way to just scoop that stuff up, you know, with cranes and
know,
just start and just,
the
and, just
thing.
Fill, and just fill it up. Well, this young man from the Netherlands dropped out of college, and he's put together this. The boat looks kind of like a combination swimming pool and a boat with this. A floating beams with nets that go 10 feet below the surface, and it's passive. And as the stuff comes, it just comes into this, and then they suck it up into this boat, and they start cleaning it up that way. But can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine 600,000 square miles of trash in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Anyway, the cleanup has started. They think it's going to take. It's taken them 6 years, and they brought it out once, and one of the booms or one of the floating booms just, you know, broke off because of the trash. So it had come back. It took another 2 years to figure that one out, and now they're back out again. But to me, it seems like I think Trump just signed a bill about going out there and lead, you know, and getting into the attack on cleaning up this trash.
Wow.
To me, it's kind of like you. I think if I took an old freighter,
yes,
and you know, it was and the whole hull was empty,
right.
And you took these, and you had cranes out there that could just reach down with these bucket scoops and just grab it and pull it back up. How many tons could you take out each time? And if you had two or three of these ships operating at one time, you know, it would only probably take you 10 years, but at least you'd start cleaning it up that way. Or you could beam it up, Scotty.
Well, I'm with you. I would think that in today's technology with all of, you know, flying and cranes, you could maybe get two or three different helicopters that could crane it at the same time and move it out onto something like an aircraft carrier.
No, not an aircraft carrier. But these old no, because aircraft carriers are being used. But just like you said, just, you know.
Is there one that maybe would put into retirement?
Old freighters.
Okay.
Things like this that could hold, you know, several hundred, you know, several thousand tons and do that. Anyway, I'm glad it started. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Saw Judy last night. And
she was here.
Yeah.
And love
you
her.
Know what? Here's the thing about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Here's the live read today. One of our friends lost their home insurance because of their location up in Sunset Terrace. We said, give Judy a call. She went over there. They found the insurance for her, and it worked so well that she switched all of her insurance over to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. That in itself is a live read. So give Judy a call at 221-0441. She's been helping people since 1993. It's a great business, whether it's financial planning for the future or your insurance needs right now. Maximum Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:30 in the morning, about 54 degrees.
Looks like we
there.
Have celebrity in the other room coming on.
We certainly do.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch and a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 10 years on the road here, blasting away at Northern California.
You came in right in early. You got to let the music flow. That was Jackson 5. Jackson 5. Lights my fire, baby.
But that's an antique group.
I don't care if it's antique.
I'm into Smashing Pumpkins.
You're into if I could turn back time.
I'm really into the Marine Corps. The President's Own, the Marine Corps Band, which is going to be here
October 10th.
There's free tickets. It's going to be in Palo Cedro. This is probably one of the premier orchestras in the world. These are pros that come in. They audition to be in this band. It's a special unit in the United States Marine Corps. They're called the President's Own. They're the they're the longest continuously active musical organization in the history of America since 1798 from an act of Congress. And every one of their people have that's in that band have a college degree in music. And a lot, many of them, 60% of them, have masters in music. So, I mean, their ability is just outstanding. And after, they're going to be here out at Palisadro on next Thursday night. Tickets are free. In the next day, a lot of tickets are taken, so I don't know if there's any left, but we'll tell you how to get them. But on the next morning, like 20 Marines are going to go out to all the different schools, to the bands, and talk to them. And, you know,
how do you get tickets?
Well, I'll get to that in a second because I have to go look it up right now. But with us, this segment brought to us by our friends over at Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, who is celebrating a birthday here pretty soon. But she's been doing this for like 15 years, been voted best in the North State so many times. And why? Because she cares. She cares about the people she helps. Whether it's an hour a day, it's 24 hours a day, a couple of days a week, everybody has different needs. Well, she comes out there and talks with you, sets up a plan that works for you, and then she provides some of the best people you're ever going to meet to help your family. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Hey, we're here. We're here.
With one of Reading's most outstanding personalities.
And who has been one of our sponsors through the years, until he decided to retire.
But right. you may know him with all of his crazy, fabulous cars and his passion for shocking you with, you know, colors and schemes and just a great personality. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome, Ron Lim.
Good morning, Linda.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Now, we also know that you have a plane that flies over Benton Dog Park out of Benton Airfield, and a couple of them,
yes.
Really. And what? Tell us about your planes.
Well, the
your toys.
The main plane for traveling is the Diamond Star, four-seater. I use that for traveling,
mm-hmm.
Mostly. And then the fun plane is the little ultralight, pink and black. Now you've probably seen it going over the Sundial Bridge or over Reading. Almost on a daily basis. And it sounds like a lawnmower up in the sky. But I try to fly that every day.
So is that, how did the ultralight?
Ultralight.
How did that, I've got two thoughts coming out of my mouth. One was a friend of Mexico that used to fly his ultralight every day and up and down the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you find the love of, did you build it?
No, I bought it used from Texas.
Okay.
I don't even remember why. I never had any thoughts of flying an ultralight. I just all of a sudden decided I wanted to get one. So I did.
And what's interesting here, if you don't mind me bouncing in,
yeah.
I started right off, Carl, is that I heard you say the other night to Ron at an event, and you were dressed in a purple zoot suit. How could I forget that?
Yes, that was me.
Lavender. Lavender zoot
suit. You have a good memory.
From head to toe. I remember shoes and colors. I can't remember names, but I can tell you 20 years ago what pin you had on your body. So anyway, Carl bent over, you were standing up, and he was sitting down, and he turned around, and he said, you know, I would love to fly in that.
He hates
small planes.
He did.
Sweat. Cannot stand a small plane.
I know.
Linda?
But you with the ultralight, he wants to go.
I know.
Why,
we have witnesses,
Carl?
At the table that heard,
yes,
that, too.
Because I thought we could go out, I could take a shotgun, we could hunt.
Oh,
we
absolutely.
Could hunt coyotes.
Absolutely.
I thought we could hunt coyotes. He could go out and we could get down low. And
you
we could
do not.
We could hunt,
no.
Coyotes.
Not on my watch.
Oh.
Go ahead. It was cute, though.
Yes,
he did say,
I heard him, so
yes.
I'm getting ready.
I have never been in one of those. And
a lot of people have not.
And I think that I think that could be a lot of fun.
It is a thrill.
I know, though, that you've landed hard before.
I landed on Eureka Way 10 years ago. I don't know if anybody remembers that. I landed on Eureka Way.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's why. You know, no, I remember any small plane around here that has a, you might call, a early landing.
Yeah.
But it was
unintended.
It was a great landing because you walked away from it.
Yes, it's on video too.
Yeah, and a perfect landing is one that you get on the ground, you can walk away from, and then you can use the plane again.
Yes,
that's a perfect landing. A great landing is one you can just walk away from.
Absolutely.
And you walk away.
Any landing you walk away from is a good landing.
Is a good landing.
Yes, and there's a big rule to here too. Every landing should equal. You know, takeoff and landing should equal.
Well, there's
one
no
to
doubt.
One, yes.
Yeah, but there's no doubt that you're going to land.
Yeah. It's, oh, no. There's
no.
See, one way or another.
That was one of the differences. They said, well, why do you pay more for if you're a scuba diving in the Marine Corps than if you're jumping out of airplanes? You know, why is, you know, your hazard duty pay is more if you dive?
I didn't know that.
And the answer is because you're always going to land on the ground. You're always going to come down. You're not always guaranteed to come up.
Oh,
from so that's why.
True.
There you go. Okay, but you're here to talk about something else.
Okay, well, we have a local community event that's sponsored by Crown Motors, Roach's Automotive, a bunch of O'Reilly's, a bunch of sponsors. But at the Benton Air Park, we're going to have the Benton Air Center 4th annual airfare on Saturday, October 5th. Runs from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening. We have pancake breakfast starting at 8 till 11. That's $8 per person. We have RC, remote-controlled model planes, air show.
And these aren't your dad's remote-controlled aircraft.
Like, not like little NASA.
These are like. I mean, you could put people on them almost.
Almost.
I mean, these are
like the size of this table.
Yes, they even have. They'll have, I think, a jet, one or two jets out there.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, my God. These are radio control.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say the size of this table is, you know, 8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is big.
Yeah. There's something like that. But, yeah, and there's plane rides, a lot of things happening, vendors' booths, flight simulator, crafts, face painting, things like that.
Can we do the face painting right now? Can we start now?
well, you know, it's really good when you bring your kitties to keep them, you know, occupied, and even adults, you know, like the face painting. But here's the cool thing is that this is the people who I love our Benton Park plane enthusiasts,
right?
Because we have it is such a darling little airport tucked in the middle of the city,
right?
And I go to
the
Benton Dog Park almost like four times a week, and see the Air Park Cafe, and then see people who have their chain hangers. I don't know what those are called, and you know, where they're gone and they fly out through the day or through the week, and then they come and their planes are full over the weekend because everybody's home.
That's a transient.
Yeah, and so transient. So you probably have your own hangout or one or two.
Just one.
Okay. So it's like a kind of a club.
It is. Well, pilots are, you know, friendly group of people.
And so we're encouraging everybody this weekend for the Benton Air Park show.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Cal Fire. We'll be there. Fire Department will be there.
I tell you what, we're going to take a break and hang and hold you over if that's okay, because you brought with you a young lady that we'd just like to introduce and kind of talk about, you know, her family's been in the news a lot lately. And no, it hasn't, not being arrested or anything like that. And she's over there now. She's getting ready to, she's hiding her face and all this, but O'Callaghan will be on when we get back. But this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is where Linda hangs out. If I'm out shooting or hunting, Linda likes to go down to Four Winds Jewelry and just see what's out there. And there's so much stuff there. Rebecca and Henry have such a great selection of every type of jewelry, from estate jewelry to Native American jewelry. And if you can't find something, they can design it, build it, bring in gems from all over the world. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman is in right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see.
I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Redding business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 10 years on the air, and we want to thank everybody out there, all of our advertisers, all of our listeners. And we're having a good time today. We're having a good time. We have a good time all the time. And speaking of our sponsors, Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been with us for the whole time. Jeff Wurst And so big shout out to Jeff, because this is the guy you want to go to get your windshield repaired. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. That's right. And he guarantees his work. He doesn't waste your time. He's a true pro on this. It's a veteran-owned business. I thoroughly recommend Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Hey, with us, we have on the line Lisa Loving. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
We're peachy. You have a big thing coming down tomorrow over at our Shasta County Arts Council over here in the old City Hall, and it's about citizen journalism. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, Carl, I have been a journalist my whole life, but it just happens that my long career in journalism has coincided with a shrinkage in the number of reporters on the ground, right? And actually, in the past decade, the number of actual reporters working anywhere, paid reporters at any media outlet, has plummeted. And it's just actually more difficult to find meaningful information that you need about your everyday community so that you can live your life. And we don't think much about it, but as I'll say that as someone who has run newsrooms before, I just left a job where I was running a radio newsroom in Portland, Oregon. There's so many stories that are going untold that it's mind-boggling. And there's the big stories about what may be happening in Washington, D.C., but I'm talking about the stories that are the fabric of our local communities, right? So I wrote this book. It's called Street Journalist, Understand and Report the News in Your Community, to try to bring the tools of journalism to everyday people. Because I'll tell you, it's not brain surgery. And we need more everyday people, teenagers, you, the wonderful Jeff that runs the windshield repair company. We need more people to literally learn how to do this work. If not to do it itself, but to also understand what's good journalism. So that's what I'm going to be bringing to the wonderful training that we're having at Cable Access. But mostly, I really would like to see everyday people empowered with the knowledge of how journalism works. That's the real long and the short of it.
Well, you know what? I like the tagline on it, learn how to write your rant. you know, because, see, I have the opportunity for 2 hours every morning to have my little rants. And I leave feeling really good because I just unload it. And but see, this way you can learn how to write it, get it published in the paper and or on and other journals. And you're absolutely right. The number our printed media, our newspapers are in deep trouble. We have a nice newspaper here, a good newspaper called Reading Searchlight, and we have watched it. I don't want to use the word deteriorate, but I think the word somebody used last night was shrink. It shrunk so much over the last 8 years, and I don't see that. And you don't have enough people to write the articles, and you don't have enough people to cover everything. And this is one of the reasons we started our radio station, you know, to get all types of different things out there. But we really appreciate you coming into town for this, and it's going to be at the Shasta County Arts Council, which is the old City Hall. I think it's a $10 donation, but you're going to be there all day. But one of the big things that you're doing is how to certify your social media. How to check on your social media. Is that one of the workshops?
Well, I'm not personally running a workshop about social media.
Okay.
What I've got is a workshop about fact-checking overall.
That's what I meant. How to do fact-checks.
Helping people understand. You know, we might think, and I know that there's a lot of talk about fake news and real news. Sometimes I think the bigger issue is real information that we don't want to accept. We've all seen stuff like that. But the tools of fact-checking are really simple. And, I mean, so on Saturday I'm going to be doing the How to Write Your Rant workshop, which is wonderful. That's not part of my book, but I just feel strongly that the tools of showing people how to make an intelligent argument in 4 easy steps, that's a big – I mean, that helps people if you want to be part of the public record, if you want to write a letter to the editor, if you want to talk intelligently to your neighbor. Or, you know, sometimes we also need people to testify in front of government institutions like the legislature. You've got the assembly or the city council. But the fact-checking workshop is definitely coming straight out of my book, Street Journalist. And, you know, we assume that something is true or not true. But when it comes to information in the media, there's actually complications around that. And, you know, for myself, I just lost my mother-in-law. I loved her so much. She was really cranky, but she was really smart, and I loved her. And her name was Sarah Lichtenstein, and she was actually a trailblazer in the field of decision-making research, which, I mean, it wasn't even a thing until the 50s when she helped invent that. And one of the things that people study in decision-making is the trap doors in our minds and how our minds work in terms of how we take facts or not facts in, and then what we do about them. Like, so a big part of this workshop is going to be looking at, these are called heuristics. It's like, there's a slightly vulgar term to describe those. I'm not going to say it on the radio, but it's like, how does our brain take in information, and how can we learn more about, just how to judge the stuff that's in front of us? So there's going to be like the different kinds of fake news. There's at least 10 or 12 different kinds of fake news. We see them all the time. We always have. It's nothing new. And then we're going to talk about the tools of fact-checking, like how do you figure out where a piece of information came from, you know, and then, you know, why it's important. So I just hope everyday people come, and this is really good for teenagers, too. I mean, it's basic information analysis. It's critical analysis that we should be learning in the schools or learning at home. But now that stuff is more complicated than it used to be.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm really hoping people can come down and engage in a dialogue. And I don't care who you voted for. I come from one of those families where everybody voted for somebody differently. We get along anyway.
This isn't a political debate. This is Easy Key Steps to Effective Citizen Journalism. And with Lisa Loving, focusing on how to write your rant and street journalists covering news in your community. It's tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Old City Hall. And I think it's going to be a great time. And Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
I just really appreciate your time and everything you do.
Thank you.
You know what? You're helping bolster the democracy in what you're doing right now, and that's really what's important.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much for calling, and hope you have a great attendance.
Yeah, that's right. Coach is speaking from us. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Ron Lim and Carrie
O'Leary.
Oh, no, it's not O'Leary.
O'Callaghan.
O'Callaghan. And, Ron, one more time. Tomorrow, we have the Benton Airfare.
Yes.
One more time. Give us time, place, for tickets, everything else.
Admission. What is the admission? Is there any? I think it's $5 at the gate.
Yes, $5 to get in.
Yeah. Plane rides are $40 for adults, $20 for kids under 12. There's an awful lot to do. It's for people of all ages. So bring the kids. It's a real community sponsored event.
And this is a great time. And if you haven't been there, you don't miss on this.
Oh, car show.
You have a car show. You got the radio controlled aircraft. But these aren't those little small ones going. They've got jets out there. Jets.
Are you
going
to do the car? Are you in the car show?
I'll be in the car show, but I'll be flying.
So you have two major things going on.
Okay, your car was on the cover of what?
Mopar Action.
Mopar Action.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
This is a beautiful car. You know, he won't let me drive it because it's something about because I can make it do wheelies.
I
sat in it once.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got to say this. You know, Kentucky Fried Chicken is huge. You know, here in town, and people, they write about it's a 2-hour wait just to get in.
Exactly.
And people are getting the food going. And it's not as good as I remember. But, so you went down there yesterday, and here's the thing about having a plane. You went down there yesterday, it was an hour wait, so what did you do?
Ran up to the airport, hopped in the plane, and went to Mount Shasta. And had it delivered to us at the airport and back in 40-minute round trip. So quicker than waiting there.
In 40 minutes, he flew up to Mount Shasta, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then came home. And it was probably still warm when you got home.
Oh, it's still hot. You know what? There was no DoorDash up there. So
no
we had to, yeah. So the manager, Gerald Holmes, brought it to us.
Gerald Holmes, baby.
That's great.
He's the man.
Okay, tomorrow, Benton Airfare. Ron, thanks a lot. Carrie, thanks.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, hey, look, when we come back, we've got two surgeons that are new in town that are here to help people with pancreatic cancer and colorectal cancer, and we want to talk about them and what's going on with them.
Hall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. 3.5%, a 50-year low. Employers nationwide added 136,000 new jobs in September. And in additional good news, the unemployment rate among Latinos fell to the lowest level
ever recorded.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, President Trump's reaction to the employment report, a jab at House Democrats. On Twitter, he writes, "Wow, America, let's impeach your president," even though he did nothing wrong. And pushing back on the impeachment probe, the White House about to serve notice on House Democrats.
The White House is preparing to formally object to the Democrats' impeachment inquiry as soon as today, saying it won't cooperate with the investigation because it was initiated without a vote of the House. A person familiar with the matter says the White House Counsel's Office is preparing to send a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi objecting to the form of the impeachment investigation.
That's correspondent Matt Small. The Supreme Court adding an abortion case to its busy election year docket. The justices agreeing to take up a Louisiana law that could leave the state with just one clinic. That law requires doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The Louisiana law, virtually identical to a Texas law that the High Court struck down back in 2016. 42 people have died over several days of anti-government protests in Iraq. Pro-democracy demonstrators again taking to the streets of Hong Kong. This morning they've shut down the city's subway system. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 141 points, the S&P better by 17, the NASDAQ up 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line by Community Tax call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or cell phone, Community Tax Helpline, at 800-630-10. If you owe to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no anymore. But you have to call them at 800-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-630-10 for your free consult if you qualify. That's 800-630-10.
What to do about the border between Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland? That remains the biggest stumbling block in Britain's attempts to negotiate a departure deal with the European Union. The British government's chief Brexit advisor is meeting with EU officials.
David Frost is facing a barrage of questions about the UK's proposals. They foresee Northern Ireland potentially following EU rules on ag goods without the EU's customs union. That'll require a new system for monitoring trade with Ireland. The EU chief negotiator Barnier told European diplomats that the next few days of talks would be about testing the UK's room for manoeuvre, a tacit admission that the ideas need a lurk.
And that's BBC correspondent Adam Fleming reporting. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 134 points. News and analysis at townhall.com. Washington state officials say an earthquake warning app is expected to be available for download a year from now.
Shake Alert was developed by the U.S. of A. and research universities in California, Oregon, and Washington to send how much time for earthquakes the system reads to pick up in waves, and scientists have plans to assemble meters in Oregon for network. Right now, Shake in Washington, cities, and other government users.
A Japanese whale returned home to West after almost meeting quota season in 31. Vessels operator says its main factory after 23 off the Japanese in the more town hall.
The views and opinions are those of the hosts and callers only, and really reflect those of the Slater Advertising CNR Radio. Earl and Linda Bott, Free Fire
Radio. Studios at KCNR and 60L. For the past. I'm going for the... Good morning, everybody. The news brought to you by Shasta Compassion at Shasta Regional. Good morning. What's
good morning, everybody.
Like?
Look around 75. Clear sky. It was overnight lows of 50. Sun 82. 59. Sunday 80. Weather is the gas propane. We're in discount. 57. Well, I was discounts, but we've had doctors here, you know, a medical procedure, and we'll get to that in a minute. But, you know, it is a very, very... And we have all these tickets that we're going to see throughout the next hour. And hopefully, if you can go... I'm for Blade running at the Cascade Theater. That would
nice.
Be so. I've got four tickets for that. Give Jared a 54567 hotline that will go into the studios. And the other tickets I have, I'm going to do a six pack for family. That Shasta Speedway. It's an open show. It's called Limited Mods, Legend Hornets, North State Modified Series, and Upstate Bomber Series, if you like that kind of thing. Happening October 5th. And these are like $10 tickets, guys. So take your family if you'd like to go to that. Well,
sometime this year we'll talk about this, about the stock car race Linda and I were in. And how for years.
I still have post-traumatic stress over it.
For years, I've been paying for that race. Hey, the U.S. Marine Band is here. We've been talking about them. I had them on the show the other day. They're going to be in Palos Cedro on 10 October. And we were talking about it earlier, and you said, well, how do you get tickets? Well, if you go to the Marine Band dot Ticket Leap, and you'll see the U.S. Marine Band Tour concert in Palos Cedro, California. You can register, and these tickets are free. But there's only 2,000 seats, and there's been a lot. I don't know how many of them are left. But this is one of the premier bands in the world, and, of course, it's called the President's Own. They perform for all of the dignitaries and guests at the White House. Plus, they do 500 touring dates a year, and they're going to be in Palos Cedro here out there at the high school, at Foothill High School, and this was set up by Dr. Marr out there, who just, he said he's a band junkie, and so he found out they were coming out here, and he got them here into Reading. It's going to be a great, great concert. The next day, about 20 Marines are going to head out there and go to all the different schools and talk to the bands. Okay. Hey, we're...
Let's do a drum roll now because we have two, like, very important gentlemen in front of us that are both, you know, doctors. One is a...
We have Dr. Keith Cavanis.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And Dr. Doug Matthews. And,
good morning.
And Keith's specialty is pancreas and liver surgery. And Doug's is colorectal surgery. And the reason that this is just, okay, they're doctors, is because we do not have those type surgeons in town. And Dr. DeNuca has been instrumental, Paige DeNuca has been instrumental in bringing you all here.
Yes,
so
sir.
Thank you, and welcome aboard.
Thank you. We're good to be thank here you. And happy to meet
you all. Now, you guys practice in Chico, and we were talking about that because of the need up here that you're starting to do some, not float days, but days that you've decided to be able to come here and practice as well. So I'd like to interview you, or we'd like to interview you separately, and ask, first of all, Dr. Cavanis, how did you decide to specialize in your particular specialty? That's what I'm going to say, specialize in your specialty.
That's perfect.
How do you like that?
I love it. Well, so that's a great question. And, it's kind of a process where as we're going through medical school deciding what we want to do, and I think I always enjoyed surgery, and it's kind of working with your hands and seeing those patients get better because it's something that you do, and I just really enjoyed that aspect of it. So going into surgery, you know, there's a lot of different areas in surgery that you can go into. And so when you go into surgical residency, you get an option to kind of rotate through a lot of different mm-hmm. things, including even neurosurgery and stuff. And so I think I actually kind of struggled at the beginning. I wasn't sure. I really liked a lot of stuff. And it's hard to make a decision when you're a young surgeon, you know, a surgeon to be. What are you going to do for the rest of your life? You need to pick now. And so a lot of it came down to kind of weeding stuff out that, you think, well, I maybe enjoy that, but not quite as much. And I enjoy that, but not quite as much. And then, ooh, I really like that. And so that kind of brought me down to actually transplant surgery. So I really found that I enjoyed transplant surgery.
Really?
Yeah. So I ended up deciding I wanted to do liver, kidney, and pancreas transplants. And I trained down in Texas, so down in Baylor University.
Oh, my
Medical
gosh.
Center.
We had Baylor people here last night. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Really? Oh, that's
oh,
great.
My gosh. We have friends of ours, actually, Dr. Verhoog and his wife. They're both of their kids are Baylor.
Oh, wow.
Baylor
that's
graduates.
Great.
One is finishing up her flight school in, yes, in Baylor.
Well,
so they're big Baylor fans. Okay.
Oh, I love Baylor. Love Baylor.
All right. Okay.
So,
woo.
So,
Kelly, if you're listening, come by.
Hi, Kelly. Nice to meet you. So I did transplant surgery down there for a couple of years and ended up at the end of my transplant surgery fellowship wanting to do a little more specialized training in liver and pancreas cancer surgery. And so that's when I went back up to St. Louis at Washington University and did specialty training there for more like surgical oncology stuff. So I really enjoy liver, pancreas, and cancer surgery of the upper abdomen, which is stomach, gastric, and small bowel. So it was kind of a little bit of a roundabout path. I think that my wife was pretty instrumental in that too, helping me realize that transplant surgeon lifestyle does not fit necessarily very well with family life. I shouldn't say that. All you transplant surgeons, I'm sorry. For
no, but
that.
I mean, she was like, okay, because you're in a position at that point when you're going to med school and you're in residency, what is going to, if you're married, you're, what is going to really fit for something I can really sink my teeth in and be the best? Because that's how you are when you go to medical school and you take your oath.
Absolutely.
That what am I going to do for the rest of my life where it's going to fit? And you design your life. You can design your life, and that's what that is.
Anyway, and so she was, you know, we've talked about this a lot before, and it's really, you feel sometimes as surgeons that it's kind of a calling. That may seem kind of a cheesy line, it's not at all. But it's something where we spend a lot of time before hours, you know, normal business hours in the morning, after normal business hours at night, getting calls during the night, weekends and stuff, and so to look at it as a job, you'd think, boy, I really didn't choose very wisely with this job because it's not working out. But to look at it differently, where it's something that it's really part of your lifestyle and it's a calling. It's a calling that you take care of these patients. They trust you when we talk to them. They're letting us operate on them. We take that really seriously. And so that's something that we, you know, when we make a commitment to each other and I'm going to operate on you, I'm taking care of you. I don't care if it's midnight. Or
I'm in your body.
That's right.
Right. We are one at this moment. Like, I depend on you, and you are in my body. That's a big deal.
You know, let's just take an early break here, and then I want to come back and talk.
You want to kill this fly. You're obsessed with this fly.
We had the doors open last night. And
like
we got freaking out, running around. It's like two flies are in here.
We'll get over it. We'll take a break.
I think I'm just going to take the top off the cake. I'm going to get close to it.
Oh, there you go.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. If I had a flamethrower, I could really
get it. I got the 9mm in the truck. You let me know.
I like this doctor already. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment. You know, it's a local bank, and your friends and neighbors are there helping you make the right decisions when it comes to banking. Very personal service there. Two locations here in town at 1845 California Street next to Jack's. Well, real close to Jack's. And the other one at 192 Hartnell in the old Raley Shopping Center there. And they are there to help you. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with our doctors and the newest doctors in town.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
With the gold market at a six-year high, you may have hundreds to thousands of dollars or more hidden away. For over 30 years, the Gold Mart has served the North State with free, honest, no-pressure appraisals of your coins, jewelry, diamonds, or broken gold. Whether you're looking to purchase or sell gold and silver bullion, or you have jewelry, gold, platinum, and diamonds, the Gold Mart is your answer. Open 6 days a week. No appointments necessary. See the business with the reputation of Redding's best gold and silver dealer. The Gold Mart, 1191 Hilltop Drive, Redding, across from Country Kitchen.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, blasting away at you for 10 years, hoping to blast away another 10 years. I can't imagine that. Jared, you'll be so old when this is finished. Hey, welcome back, everybody. 8:19 in the morning here on the 4th of October. It looks like it's 56 or 54 degrees right now. It's going to be going up to 75 today. It's going to be another beautiful day out there. Getting all that work done, you can. So many things going on this weekend. The weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam stopped by last night. They're just two of the funniest people. I mean, they have got such great senses of humor. And he's been in the business over 25 years, a veteran-owned business. Been voted best in the North State. And they're the only ones we let touch our heating and cooling systems. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with Dr. Keith Cavanis and Dr. Doug Matthews, and they're here. They work out of Chico, but they're coming in here now on Fridays, and you're located at which
we're actually over at the Pace Cancer Center.
Oh, right. Cool. Yeah.
The Danuka's, Dr. Pamela Danuka's place. And they are, Dr. Cavanis is a pancreas liver surgeon.
Yes, sir.
And Dr. Matthews is a colorectal surgeon, but not real invasive surgery, I don't believe. But we'll get to you in a second here. We're here with Dr. Keith Cavanis. And they're both these guys we just found out are local guys. They grew up in Chico.
Chico.
Yes, sir. Actually, I was born at Inlow Hospital. So,
is that right?
Yeah. And then Baylor. So, I mean, again, we got some Baylor
fans. They went in different directions.
Right.
But then they got back here together. But, you know, it brought you back, though, to Chico, this area. You just had to come back home?
Well, I'll tell you, I think traveling around, and I think Dr. Matthews can kind of speak to this also, traveling around the United States, it's gorgeous. You see lots of different places and snow. And, you know, there's something unique about California, Northern California, and it's gorgeous. I mean, the honest truth is that the weather is just – it's a beautiful place to live.
And there's other thing, too, is Linda's brother is a physician out of Sacramento, and he said it, and it's so true. We have a bubble of common sense up here.
Yeah,
in this area that is a little bit different than the rest of California. you know, Dr. Cavanaugh, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has survived, I think, at least one bout with pancreatic cancer, and that she's either very tenacious, because that's a tough disease.
Yes, I was.
Not a disease.
I'm not super familiar with her stuff, but yeah. I do know that she's had a couple of different kinds of cancers. I think one of them is colon cancer, and you know, pancreas cancer is a tough deal. And so we talk to patients a lot when they're first diagnosed with pancreas cancer. First, it's kind of understanding the kind of pancreas cancer that you have, because everybody assumes if you have pancreas cancer, it's the same thing. Well, you know, there are different kinds of tumors in the pancreas. The pancreas does two different things. It works as an endocrine gland and an exocrine gland. So it works to kind of make you not be a diabetic. And then on the other hand, it also helps secrete juices that digest your food and help things function. Well, you know, because of those two different functions, you can get tumors in two different kinds of cells and cause problems. So when you talk about pancreas cancer, typically it's adenocarcinoma. So that's kind of the scary pancreas cancer that we talk about. And it's a tough cancer to get. You know, if you're to choose, I want a cancer, pancreas is not one of the ones you want to pick.
No, I don't think you would want to choose any.
Yeah, I agree.
Because this is a tough one. And why is it? Is it because that it's far along when it's finally bad enough to be diagnosed? Is that
a great question. And it typically is. And, you know, because of the pancreas gland, it's kind of funny looking. It's a little pancake-type flat gland. Depending on where you get a tumor, if it's out towards the tail or the body of the pancreas, there's a lot of space in that area for the tumor to grow and get big. And so as a result, you don't get symptoms until it's a fairly significant size. And as you can imagine, as tumors get bigger, there's more of a chance for them to spread to lymph nodes and surrounding organs. And as it spreads, you get a worse prognosis or worse outcome. As tumors are closer to things, so in the head of the pancreas, you can have a small tumor that as it gets just a little bit bigger, it's close enough to the bile duct, to the pancreatic duct, where it squeezes or pushes on those things and you turn yellow, you start having abdominal pain, you get pancreatitis, you get sick to your stomach. And so those things signal it to that it's a little bit earlier time to when you've been diagnosed. But nevertheless, it has been a tough cancer to treat, because our chemotherapies, although they work, they don't work as well as they do for other tumors. And so we struggle sometimes to be able to get a response, to get a tumor to shrink. And when we go in surgically and we take those tumors out, you know, obviously we take out what we can see, and we do a standard resection, a standard operation where we'll take something out with all of the lymph nodes in that area. Our goal is to take out normal tissue around the tumor so we know the margins are all negative. Nevertheless, we can't see small cancer cells, and we don't know if small cancer cells are left behind. After those tumors come out, those patients get treated with chemotherapy on the backside. So after surgery, again, sometimes we offer radiation therapy on top of chemotherapy to see that we can wipe out any remaining cancer cells to prevent it from coming back. That's the biggest, scariest kind of thing is it's been taken out, you've been treated, and now it's come back.
So with Dr. Matthews, you are our other doctor that we're talking with today, also a Chico native.
Yes.
And you said that your father was, tell us about his practice and that you decided to go specialize in this and came back as well. And you're another one of the guys that's going to be coming on Friday, the two of you coming on Fridays to Reading for the specialty.
Yeah, so my father, Dr. Joe Matthews, moved to the Chico area in the early 1980s. And so I grew up while he was establishing his colorectal surgery practice in Northern California.
And you two met then?
No.
Oh, no. You two didn't meet then.
Dr. Cavanaugh and I didn't run into each other during our schooling.
Okay.
He was a year or two ahead of me in school, so we never crossed paths until I heard he was looking to come back to Northern California, too. So my father had the colorectal surgery practice, certainly in the Chico area, and pulled people out of Reading for many years, has established relationships with the surgeons and the oncologists up in this area. And when I was finishing my surgery training, similar to Dr. Cavanaugh, you're looking around the country saying, we're looking for a place to land. Again, the wives tend to play a large portion of this.
Of course they do.
And so my wife grew up in Red Bluff, And she said, I'd like to be at least driving distance from my mother, so if we want to go have coffee, we can just do it in the morning. And I said, well, Chico still meets that criteria. And
then she looked you dead in the eye and said, Doug, you do understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's your choice. Go ahead and make it.
because I'm going to be within driving distance of my mom. And it can be with you or without you.
Yeah, that's exactly. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's why we're not living in Amsterdam right now.
No, that's a beautiful thing. Okay, so then you went.
So I came back, joined my father's practice, and that was over 9 years ago.
I bet you he was happy about that, yeah, you know, because he established patients through how many years of his professional career and that his son could, you know, help like transfer over. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. And you know,
and fun to work with him.
And one of the things we have, because we have our cancer of the month, and usually Dr. Pramila Dunuka comes in and she talks about it. She's so articulate and so knowledgeable. But colorectal cancer, for one, it can be prevented. For the most part, it can be prevented with regular colonoscopies. And Linda's very first colonoscopy, by the way, was on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't during the whole, you know.
No, but
with
she was talking
but it was
before
and after.
And then after. Before
oh, that's
and after.
Great.
Yeah. And just, and as she said, look, we just all got parts and we can't. And a lot of people are embarrassed to go in and do this. And so she did it on the air.
Well, my brother's a doctor. So, you know, we kind of, I don't want to say we were the gross family, but the reality is that. If you take away your ego and your whatever, your fear, I mean, we're all made up of the same. We have the same lungs, parts. We all have,
not exactly,
you know, a rectum. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, but so it's like if you look at it from a scientific way, it's like you want to make sure your parts are healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it may not be the most newsworthy part,
yes,
of the intestine.
Not exactly
to
glamorous,
talk about.
Right?
But I'll tell you what, that shuts down, everything else shuts down.
Very true.
Now, you know, we're going to take a break here, but the fact is that you two are two different specialists. We do not have your type of specialty surgeon in town, and that's why you have, you know, you're all, both of you are coming over on Fridays to be able to help our help the people here in Reading.
Yes,
in the surrounding areas, and I think that's really great. You drive over together, or is this something
no.
that you come over sometimes? The
I think
night
we
before?
Tend to we try to alternate so that one of us is here every Friday.
Okay,
or every
way,
other.
It's, or every other Friday. We got both of you.
Yeah,
today. That's great.
Well, I mean, you know, we can't. How can we pass up the bots? I mean,
oh, you guys are amazing. No, this is really so enlightening, and I also think our listeners, when people start to like poo-poo. Oh, Reading's this and Reading that. You know, some people are deciding they don't want to live in California anymore. And we had this big conversation with people last night and through the last 2 weeks is that we've chosen to stay. I mean, we just celebrated last night our 10 years of owning this business and being on the air. And that as we progress and the downtown is changing, we're progressing. And having the two of you here today is a perfect example of what it is of you don't need to go anywhere. It's happening right now. If you let it happen, it's beautiful because you guys are feeling it, seeing it, proving it. And we're happy to have you on with us this morning. We are going to have to take a break now for our hard break.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started this business about the same time we did. And I can't think of another place in town that I go to buy a firearm. He's got a huge selection of firearms, all the accessories, all the ammo. He makes it easy there. Their customer service is just outstanding. He gives veterans discounts. I can't say enough about Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larchford. It's open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there. He's got always increasing the different types of firearms that are available here in California. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Drs. Cavanaugh and Matthews.
Thank you. Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Jean commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show here on Friday, the 4th of October, 8:35 in the morning, like 54 degrees out there, going up to 73 today. Another beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been with us since I was at the last station, so it's been like 12 years. I can't say enough about DC Tim and Logan out there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They do it by they have set by appointments now, so you give them a call at 244-9478. Remember, this is man's last stronghold in there. Linda walked in there and came in, said hello to everybody, walked out, and you said, what, you had to shave your legs because of all the testosterone that was in there? Yes. Anyway, hello.
Hey,
hello.
I'm reading a chat room because it's really weird that we're going to figure that out because it's brand new.
No, it's brand new, but it's working.
Yeah, hey, but you like the chats are at the top, not at the bottom.
Well, it's okay because we have very intelligent listeners.
I know.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Keith Cavanis and Dr. Doug Matthews. They are the newest surgeons in town. They come in on Fridays. They're at Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Cavanis, his specialty is the pancreas and liver.
and Dr. Matthews is colorectal surgery. And the thing is, it's the minimal invasive. And so, but when we say that, what does that mean?
So
either one.
In the past, in my father's era, there was only one sort of surgery, and you take a scalpel and you open someone up and you put your hands in and you fix the problem.
Pull out an organ and figure out.
Sew it all back together with
what's
sutures.
Not supposed to be here, there.
Would you hold this, please?
Yeah.
So then, during that sort of mid-80s, when my father moved into the California area, when we started to take out gallbladders and do gynecologic surgery with laparoscopic techniques, so a long fiber optic scope, a camera that's held outside, long instruments that go through ports into the abdomen. And we're working underneath your abdominal cavity that's blown up with gas, sort of like the Superdome, and we perform the surgeries we do immediately underneath your abdominal wall. And so over the course of the 90s and early 2000s, we were advancing that technology and saying, what else can we also use this platform for? And it turns out the colon is a perfect organ, and the rectum is a little more challenging, but if we're able to utilize these same technologies to do the surgeries on this part of your anatomy, patients also experience the same benefits they do from having your gallbladder removed with mm-hmm. the laparoscope, which is some people go home very quickly after surgery, sometimes the same day. Some people experience less pain. We're getting less infections. You're having less mm-hmm. hernias. And so we're trying to utilize that same technology in the other parts of the abdomen.
Well, the Da Vinci machine that we I think we have a couple of them up here now, maybe three.
Yes, yeah.
It's three dimensional, and it's maybe even four dimensional on some of it, and whatever that fourth one is. Three dimensional, you get in, you're using your feet and your hands, and it's again, when you talk about the miracle of medicine.
It's great.
I mean, you can see great.
I mean, it's amazing.
I knew somebody had a gallbladder operation in the 80s, and they just, the scar that she had across her stomach, and while they were in there, they said, oh, there's something polyps on the kidney. So it went up. So it was almost like an L-shaped scar all across mm-hmm. her stomach, and it wasn't pretty.
You can imagine
pretty.
Those bigger incisions. It's just tougher. Yeah. It takes longer to get over those. It's sore. You're in the hospital longer. And
typically, it's a month to a month and a half of recovery before people are doing most of their normal activities again.
My sister just had a surgery with using that method, using, you know, with the minimal invasive. And, you know, she said something that looked like a picture. You know, I said, I hope this isn't a picture of your scar, because it was in an area. And she says, I could just show you the three little holes in my stomach, if that's what you want, because that's how they did it. But this is so much easier on the patients. And is it easier for you all to?
Well, I think, so easy is, you know, I wouldn't say easier. I would say different. So different. It's just different. Now, there are certain things that it provides that I think are great, which is, like you had mentioned, visualization. You can see things. It's just so different with the camera, the way that you can see things. You know, it also gives us a little bit more, I guess you would say, dexterity when we're operating.
Mm-hmm.
When we do things laparoscopically, so still you're using a camera, you're going in the belly. We're talking more about robot now. You know, you can imagine when you're doing things laparoscopically, sometimes those instruments can be kind of like chopsticks. So they're long, straight instruments with stuff on the end of them,
mm-hmm.
jaws that you can open and close, scissors that you can cut. But getting around corners can kind of be tough if you got straight instruments. Robot's different. All of a sudden we get wrists. And so you can bend, you can move around corners, you can get into areas that are difficult for Dr. Matthews. You can get down into the pelvis, kind of a tight area that maybe typically would be tough. And so it definitely opens up opportunity to do things that before we couldn't
Nobody could do. Yeah. Now, I've always wondered this. If you're being operated on this way and they're like chipping off pieces of bone, for whatever reason, or whatever they're taking out. Is it sucked out or is it pulled out? Because I understand that it's both. I understand is there liquid pumped in there so you can see better or not?
Well, it depends on where you are. So if you're in the abdomen, we use gas, we use carbon dioxide, and so that blows the belly up so we can see. You can imagine if there's nothing in there, it's kind of like you're under the blankets and you can't really see anything. You need a tent to be able to see. And then as things are taken out, you know, sometimes the funny thing is, well, you know, funny to us, I guess, is you do this operation and you do everything through these tiny little incisions that are about 8 millimeters, these incisions. We could do 4 incisions and we do this big thing and we're taking your, the other day I took somebody's spleen out. So it's a big spleen that we're taking out. Well, at the end, I need to get it out of the belly. And so, certain organs we can actually, we put them in a baggie and we kind of morselate them and pull them out through a much smaller incision. Other things like the gallbladder, you know, you have your 8 millimeter incision. We have to actually make that incision just a little bit bigger to get the gallbladder out so that we're done.
Do you cut the gallbladder and pull it out that way or just pull it out complete? No, you have to cut it out.
We try to keep them, anytime we're doing things like that, we try to keep it whole and we put it in a little baggie that seals it up.
Okay.
You know, the gallbladder has bile in it and bacteria.
You put it in a little baggie in there and then you pull it out.
Yeah, a little baggie like a Ziploc baggie. These messages are from Ziploc baggies. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
no,
in our chat room it says, shout out to Dr. Kavanaugh. He's awesome.
Oh, that's nice.
So it must be somebody.
That's probably my wife. I'm just kidding.
Well, who knows? They didn't say
you mean
it.
She
just says guest. She has no name.
She wouldn't write that you're fabulous? Okay. I just wanted to.
Yes.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Keith Kavanaugh, who is, his specialty is the pancreas and liver, and Dr. Doug Matthews, colorectal surgery. And what we're talking about is the big advances that have been in surgery by being able to use techniques with the Da Vinci machine where it's minimally invasive. It's a lot easier on your patient. It's really, and it works well for you too, so that you can get the job done. You can do it using robotics. We need to take a break, but before we take a break, what is the next big thing coming when it comes to surgery that, you know, it's kind of out there and you're saying, oh, can't wait till this one gets here? Is there something like that?
Well, there's a couple things that are coming and probably not in the next year, but hopefully in the next decade. For cancer care, we're getting very close to being able to use molecular techniques and genetic techniques to help us discover cancers even earlier. And part of the challenge with the pancreas, and certainly for me in the colon and the rectum, is when the tumors get to a certain size to start causing a lot of problems for patients, they're typically more advanced. They may have spread to the lymph nodes. They may be metastatic disease with liver or lung cancers that started in our primary organ. And so if we can find ways to track these even earlier than our stool studies and our colonoscopies, and certainly, unfortunately, for the pancreas, we don't have a good screening test to go looking for troubles. If we've developed some techniques to find very microscopic traces of this in your urine or in your blood or in the stool, we can catch things even earlier than what we're doing
now.
Well,
that was the question I wanted to ask, because I just read an article about how these new blood tests can detect cancer. Is that something they're in the future, or that they're saying right now?
Well, so we have, you know, there are things right now where we can check blood tests. Tumor markers can be elevated. They can make us nervous. We can check for genetic defects by doing profiling, and we can see that there's some abnormalities. You know, it's an evolving process, and I think that we're nowhere near where we want to be, and there's a lot of room for improvement, but we're happy with the progress that we've made so far. So I think it's really promising to, as we look forward to develop these techniques and get us where we need to be.
Okay. Dr. Keith Kavanaugh and Dr. Doug Matthews, they are from Chico, but every Friday or every other Friday, they are here in Reading working at a Pace Cancer Center with Dr. Danuka there. And they're the only surgeons in town that do this. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. You know, if you've got Dish TV, you're thinking about getting Dish TV, there's no reason to go anywhere else than BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite has got so many different deals. If you're a veteran or a first responder, they've got the Stars and Stripes package. If you're over 55, they have another package where there's no receiver or plan restrictions, free movies, all different types of deals. But the only way you're going to get it is by calling 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley. It's a better-known business, and Doug does a great job. We'll be right back with Dr. Kavanaugh and Dr. Matthews.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tire after the summer rain.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's old, it's broken, and it's out of date, and worth a lot of money. More than likely, you have gold jewelry items sitting in a drawer or jewelry box that's worth a lot more than you think. At the Gold Mart, our trained expert buyers inspect, identify, and evaluate all sorts of salvageable gold items for free. You're assured of a fair offer and immediate payment with no pressure or hassle. We make selling or trading your old unwanted jewelry and coin collection items a fast and easy experience. A trusted Reading business since 1985. The Gold Mart, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott on this Friday. This is Free Fire Radio, our morning program. Thank you so much. Our new website has been launched. And we really want to thank Chauncey for doing a great job. And we're
Chauncey,
got a new,
yeah, it's a
new chat room and trying to figure all that out. But, gosh, it's a great day. We're celebrating 10 years ago, we launched our station. Actually, we hit the airwaves
December 14th.
But we were working with FCC and trying to figure out.
We were putting this thing
together.
We
did buy our
October
business license and all that. So we really can say
it's
been 10
Shasta
years.
Thanks a lot, Shasta County, for supporting us. Yeah.
And all of our great guests where people want to listen, like our guys today, Dr. Cavanis and Dr. Matthews. And welcome back to our program. Two doctors that are Chico, practice in Chico, but are coming to Reading every Friday to work on their specialties with Pace Cancer Center, in Pace Cancer Center.
Yeah, Dr. Cavanis is pancreas and liver, and Dr. Matthews is colorectal surgery. We've been talking about the minimally invasive surgery and all that, and aspects of cancer, finding cancer. That's the big thing, is getting it as early as we can. I see dogs. Have you seen this one? that dogs can sniff out cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Did you? I mean, I don't know if my dog can do that.
I don't think so.
Though she comes up every so often, and you know, I don't think she's sniffing cancer. I think she just wants food.
Yeah, I think so too.
I was told that one of the reasons that lung cancer there hasn't been more done in the field of lung cancer because a lot of it comes down to money, and that a lot of people believe that lung cancer, they brought it on themselves, and that's not true.
No, not necessarily. It's kind of hard to say people bring things. You know, so there are risk factors, and I think sometimes if you agree to smoke for 50 years, then you definitely increase your risk of having cancer. But and that's not just lung cancer; that's cancer in general.
Right.
But to say people kind of brought it on themselves, I think that's kind of tough.
I know that's when we have our cancer of the month. We come in, we talk to different kinds with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
Yeah.
We've talked about ways that we can finding cancer earlier, what happens if you have it. Is your genetic makeup, like if your family's history, does that have a lot to do with it?
Yes. That's
okay.
Quick and easy.
That's
okay.
Quick and easy.
Now you've just given us the worst answer you could give on radio. You go yes, and then you look at me, and so now you've got to say yes and why.
Yeah, and qualify that.
Qualify that a little bit. Yeah.
So the colon is a nice organ to sort of conceptualize a lot of these things in because you're bringing up what do we do in our daily life that adds risk to us? So the colon we know. Has increased risk if we're treating ourselves badly. People who are more sedentary, people who are obese, those of us who eat more red meat or less fiber, again, the smoking can play into your cancer risk. Mm-hmm. But it also has that other part that you brought up, which is so how much of this can be what we're born with, what we inherit from our families, our parents. And the colon, we think, probably has a 50% weighting on what we do to our colon during our lives, and it has about a 50% weighting to who were we born to, what sort of family history do we have. And so it ends up being part of the doctor's job to tease out how much cancer risk do an individual patient have for a disease and then develop a screening or a surveillance pathway to follow that individual and say, with your level of risk, how aggressive do we need to be with watching out for trouble? And in the colon, luckily, we have a variety of ways we can follow the intestines to make sure we're not getting into trouble. For Dr. Dhanuka and I, who perform a lot of colonoscopy, it's very difficult for me not to be an advocate of getting your colon cleaned out, taking a look with a flexible scope, and making sure with my own eyes that there's nothing in there. The additional benefit of colonoscopy for patients is that it's not just a diagnostic tool for looking for early cancers, but it's very good at finding polyps, which we know are precursor lesions that increase your risk of having a cancer. And so if we're finding these worrisome polyps, we can take those out and actually decrease the risk of cancer in patients. Mm-hmm. And we have a few very strong studies that show that patients who have polyps, if we continue to follow them and remove these polyps, we cut their risk of dying from colon cancer in half. So we have a strong feeling that being aggressive up front can prevent us from needing to be aggressive down the line.
Dr. Cavan, in the pancreas, you said something about you can do a can you replace the pancreas?
No, we can. so we do operations where we take the pancreas out. We try not to do that.
Right.
Obviously, these tumors can be localized in certain portions of the pancreas, and you'll take that portion out and leave the remainder of the pancreas.
Right.
But sometimes you have to take the whole pancreas out. And once that's gone, we used to think, oh, you can't live without a pancreas. That's not going to work. But, you can live without a pancreas. It's a little bit tougher lifestyle because you become a diabetic. But nowadays, with the medicines that we have and abilities to treat diabetes, you can live and you can be functional and you can have a normal
life. You have a normal life. Okay, that leads me to my next question. I was wanting to find out because we see where people, women will have a radical
mastectomy
because of their family history. if you have a family history of pancreatic cancer, would you take out a pancreas? And then
so that's a great question, because so this is one of those things where it gets a little tricky, because we don't want to, although you can live without a pancreas, it's not a great lifestyle without a pancreas. And so we would only want to do that if it was really, really indicated. So what we try to do is we try to increase the screening. And in this case, screening would be, let's do imaging. Let's do tumor markers. Let's make sure that clinical symptoms are okay. And so typically, if your tumor markers, your clinical symptoms are okay, and you have a good, you have a good cross-sectional imaging study, CT scan, CT scans are pretty accurate. We can rule out cancers in the pancreas by, I would say, almost 100%, but in the high 90%. And so that prevents you from having to take the pancreas.
I know we're getting ready to, be at the end of our program here, but we have two more things in the chat room. One is from Texas Lover. Dr. Cavanis is awesome, amazing surgeon, smiley face. And guest 4841, thank you for bringing your experts to Chico and Reading, Dr. Cavanis and Dr. Matthews. And here's what my takeaway. I love your enthusiasm. I love your clear information. So someone who's a layman like myself can understand clearly what you're talking about. You're not gibbering Greek over my head. And I think anybody listening to is that this is a informative interview with the two of you. We look forward to having you here in Reading. And I think people will probably play this back because, of course, we have archives. They'll learn if they couldn't, they were en route and they couldn't hear, they'll come back and they'll listen to it. And so we just appreciate you so much coming on the air. And like I said, it's just wonderful to see this new generation of doctors that are just like, hey, buddy, here's the and it's clear.
Yeah, you know what? We want to thank, of course, Dr. Danuka for setting this up and having
Both Danukas
for having you all come in and help our community, because, as we said earlier,
they're amazing.
You two are the only ones that do this type of surgery in Reading now. So thank you so much. And, hey, I'm really glad that, you grew up in Chico and you came back home.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So this is our place.
This is our place. Okay.
thank you for having us.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm sure that we'll have another time, too, that we can come in, especially when there's, breakthroughs and stuff that
absolutely.
Love talking about things for our listeners out there. They learn a lot from here.
You guys should have a coffee named after you, Matthews and Kavanaugh.
Yeah, something like that.
Matthews and Kavanaugh moment.
Hey, everybody, have a great, great, great weekend. And we'll be back Monday morning. Be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.